This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. So we're going to learn a sugya Masechet Megillah that discusses the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah and specifically the mitzvah of laying it in the nighttime as opposed to the daytime. Are there any nafkaminas? Are there any differences? So the Gemara says in Masechet Megillah on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. There are a few Gemaras floating around. Otherwise, just listen carefully and you'll be fine. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Chayiv Adam Likrois Es HaMegillah Belayla. Person is obligated to read the Megillah in the nighttime. V'leshnoisa B'yayim. And to repeat it in the daytime. That's the literal meaning, but nevertheless, that is not the way the Gemara understands it right now. But ultimately, that will be the understanding of the Gemara, that a person is obligated to read the Megillah during the night and repeat it during the day. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, in Tehillim, Perek Chaf Beis, like we've mentioned many times, Perek Chaf Beis of Tehillim is the Perek about the Purim story. That is the Perek that discusses the miracle of Purim. It's Lam Natseach, Alayelas HaShachar, Mizmar LeDavid. Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtani, as the Gemara says, that when Esther passed by the Beis Hatzlamim, she lost the Ruach HaKodesh that she donned herself in, that she cloaked herself in, and she says, Elakim, Hatzileni miyad cher kelev yechidasi, save me from the dog, which she referred to Achashverosh as a dog, and other references to Megillah. She says, V'ata kadosh yoshev tilas Yisrael, which is what we say, Mariv, after the Megillah, and so on and so forth. But one of the psukim that she says is, Elikai, my God, Ekra yoimam, I call out during the day. V'loi sanen, you don't answer. V'laylai, call out at night. V'loi dumiyali, and I have no respite. By the way, from this Pasuk, it implies that Megillah Esther is a type of tefillah, because we're saying that it's merumas in the Pasuk. Like, hi, ekra yoimam v'loi sana v'layla v'loi dumiyali. So maybe we could connect this to the psak of the Magen Avram, who says that a yachid can only be mitzi somebody, the Megillah Esther, with 10 people. There is a shita. You can only be mitzi somebody with Megillah with 10 people. Says the Magen Avraham, why? Why is it not like shofar? Shofar, you don't need a minion. Says the Magen Avraham, the kriyas ha-megillah have a k'may tefillah deva'inon yod. Reading the Megillah is like a prayer that you need 10 people. So I want to say that maybe the Makar is from this Gemara, because this Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk of Elikai, Ekra Yoimam V'loi Sane, V'layla V'loi Dumi Ali.
Do you make a bracha when this last 10?
Yeah, you make a bracha. Lemaise, you make a bracha. You may not make the bracha at the end, Haravas Rivenu, but you make a bracha. Fine. The Gemara says, Savar Mina L'mekraye B'layla L'misna Masnisan Dida B'yamama. We thought that what Rabbi Shua ben Levi meant was to read it at night, because it says Chayv Adam Likroy says Hamagil Balayla, and to learn the Mishnah during the day, because it says Vilashnoisa Bayim. Amar Hu Rab Yirmiyah, so Rab Yirmiyah says no, Vilashnoisa doesn't mean to learn the Mishnayas. Vilashnoisa means Amar Lahu Rab Yirmiyah Ledidi Mefarshili Minei Rav Chiya Bar Abba. To me, it was explained from Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Kagoin Da Amri Inchi, as people say, Ever parsha sadav asne. I will learn this parsha and I will repeat it. Sometimes the word vilashnoisa doesn't mean to learn the Mishnah, it means to repeat it. So bottom line is, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is saying, Chayiv Adam likrois es hamegillah belayla, vilashnoisa b'yom. Repeat it during the day. Itmar nami, amar Rabbi Chelboy, amar Ula Bira, Chayiv Adam likrois es hamegillah belayla. Person is obligated to read the Megillah at night, v'lishnoisa b'yayim, and repeat it during the day. Shenemar, l'man. What does l'man mean?
In order.
Yizamercha chavoid v'lo yidayim. Chavoid will sing to you and not be silenced. Hashem alaykai, Hashem my God, li'oy lamaydeka. I will always praise you. Question. L'man yizamer chavod, so that kavod should praise you. Rashi says during the day, for lo yidam and not be silenced at night. Hashem alaykai li'olam ma'daka. When do we say that? Where does that pasuk come from? L'man yizamer chavod. Number one, it's an Avram Fried song. L'man yizamer chavod. Number two, Psalms 30. Right? It comes from Psalms 30. It's the beginning, for those of us who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, that's the beginning of Psukah de Zimra. And for those who don't, you still say it in Psukah de Zimra. What does it mean, L'man yizamercha chavod, so that kavod should praise you? Who's kavod? Don't worry, you only said it about 10,000 times in your life. It's okay. What does it mean, L'man yizamercha chavod, so that kavod should praise you? Who's Kavod? Kavod is your neshama. The neshama is called Kavod because it comes from Tachas Kisei HaKavod. We say, L'man yizamercha Kavod, so that my soul should praise you, referring to Megillah during the day, v'lo yidaim, and not be silenced at night. So this is the Gemara that says you have to lay in the Megillah during the night and repeat it during the day. Which is the Iker Chiyav? Says Tosis, this Gemara implies the Iker Chiyuv is the day.
Can we just say that?
Why?
Read at night, he says.
Why? So this Gemara implies the Iker Chiyuv is during the day. And therefore, says Tosfos, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you made a Shachianu at night, you don't say it again during the day. Says Tosfos Avada, you say it during the day. Because the Iker Chiyuv Megillah is during the day. How is our Gemara mashma the Iker Chiyuv is during the day? It says Chayv Adam Lekroisa Be Lailav Leshnoisa Beyayim. Because the psukim that it quotes is Eloi Kai Ekra Yoimam. In God, I call out during the day. Veloi Sana Velaila. When David HaMelech speaks about the laning of the Megillah, what does he refer to first? He refers to the day and then the night. Also in L'man Yizamercha. L'man Yizamercha Chavod, during the day. V'lo Yidaim, even at night. And therefore, Tosfos says, even if you made a Shachiyano during the night, you make another Shachiyano during the day. Iker Persu Me Nisa, have a Bekriya Diyamama.
Why did it say L'shma Sobe Erev Elikros Piyom?
Well, first...
You read it, then you chazer over.
No, because first comes the night. You're not repeating it in the night, you're repeating it during the day. But if you want to know which is the main one, it's during the day. Right? Why does everybody show up at night? The shul is full at night, and during the day, I don't know where people are going to the other shul. Right? Yeah. During the night, they're going to your shul. During the day, they're obviously davening in the other shul. Echveis, the other shul during the day is better. But if you want to know, the Iker Persume Nisa is the day. No question. Now, so not all Rishonim agree to that. The Rakeach says the Iker Megillah is at night. But not Tosfos. Tosfos says the Iker Megillah is during the day. And Tosfos brings a raya from the Psukim. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'hayamim ha'ela, V'hayamim ha'ela, Nizkarim v'nasim. The Gemara says later, if somebody eats Sudas Purim at night, lo yatsa. Why? Because it says, Nizkarim v'nasim. Nasim is the Suda, Nizkarim is the Zechir, is the Megillah. Just like Megillah of the day has to be during the day, so too the Suda has to be during the day. That means the Iker Megillah is the day. That is the Shita of Tosfos.
So why don't we lay it first in the day and later in the afternoon later?
Because you have to do one in the day and one at night. So the night comes first.
Can you say that this is, like we said before, Megillah is considered the Hallel.
Okay.
Like Hallel at night, is there a Chilik Hallel at night or Hallel at day?
You know how to say Hallel at night.
Wait, I'm Yontif.
Never. There's no Hallel. You're not to say Hallel at night. It's a Mishnah. That's a different Hallel. And also, it's a whole Shaila how you're allowed to on Pesach. But the Iker Mitzvah of Megillah is during the day. Let me... Of course.
So, Persume Nisa is...
The Iker Persume Nisa is the day.
Okay.
By the way, let me bring you another raya. It says in the Mishnah on Megillah, on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, you don't read the Megillah, and you don't do Milah, and you don't do Tefillah, and you don't do Hazah, until Netzach Amah. Your Yotze from Amud HaShachar. So it's saying all the mitzvahs that you do during the day, and one of them listed is Megillah. Then the next Mishnah, Chaf Amud Beis, Kol HaYoyim Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, Halel, Tkiya Shofar, Netilas Sulav, Mosof, Vidoy, Meister, Vidoy Yom HaKippurim, Smicha, Shchita. Kol HaLayla is Kosher L'Ktziras HaOmer, Hekter, Chalav Mevarim, Zeh HaKlal. Whatever you need to do during the day, Kosher Kol HaYoyim. Davish Mezuzah HaLayla, Kosher Kol HaLayla. Mishnah, Megillah, Chaf Amud Beis. So it lists mitzvahs that you do during the day, it lists mitzvahs that you do at night. One of the mitzvahs that you do during the day is Megillah. Why doesn't it list the mitzvah of laying in the Megillah at night as one of the mitzvahs you do during the night? You know why? It's not the Iker Mitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah Megillah is during the day, not the night. Everybody shows up during the day, during the night. It's more important to hear it during the day. Fine. Now let me tell you a very important chiddush, and this is the chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. Comes the Halakha Shagas Aryeh. The Halakha Shagas Aryeh. Who's ready? Who wants to hear a chiddush on the Shagas Aryeh? Who wants to be in La La Land? Okay, that's not a real choice. What does the Shagas Aryeh say? By the way, let me just point out, it's very interesting. The Gemara cites two psukim for the two leanings on the Megillah. The first pasuk is Elokai Ekra Yoimam V'Lo Saneh V'Laila V'Lo Dumiyali. That's a pasuk in Chaf Perek Chaf Beis, describing Megillas Esther as a tefillah, an outcry, a beseech of mercy. And then the Gemara quotes a pasuk. You know what Megillah is? Laman Yizamercha Chavoid V'Lo Yidoim. It's a song. It's a praise. A little bit of a dichotomy. What is Megillah? Is Megillah an outcry? Is it Divrei Hatzaymos V'Tza'akasam? Or is it like the Gemara says later, Kriyasa Zu Helela? Is it a praise? Is it a form of song? So I saw that it came out with a new sefer from Yashu Bar Soloveitchik that apparently Megillah has two dimensions to it. On the one hand, it's an outcry of mercy. It's a beseeching for God's help. And on the other hand, it's a song of praise. And very often, the two are really one. I'll give you an example, even in Hallel. Imagine if I tell you, imagine you're a mega millionaire. Rabbi Yankel, maybe we could sit down and have a cup of coffee and we could talk. You say, oh no, what does he want? Money again? What does he want? Right? If you're an Oysher, it's like you can't talk to anybody. You know, what do people want? You think people want your advice? Right? The best thing, you go over to an Oysher, you say, can I ask your advice? Your advice. Well, just because I have money, Chachma, labdavka, kimmet geld, chachma, right? So, you have the ashirim, they're afraid that people want their money. So, Rabbi Yankel, let's sit down a cup of coffee. Say, no, I'm too busy. Say, Rabbi Yankel, no, let's just sit down. I want to compliment you. Oh, otazoi. Maybe we can make a few minutes. So, I say, we sit down a coffee. Say, Rabbi Yankel, I want money!
You just
say, you're a shakran. I thought you were going to compliment. But the truth is, if I say, Rabbi Yankel, I have nobody to rely on except for you. You're the only one who could help me. Nobody else could help me. You're the only... So in a way, it's a compliment. In the middle of Hallel, first we say, Hashem, you're so great, you're so great, you're great. Ana Hashem Hashiyana! That's Hallel? That's not Hallel.
But it's after we did all the praising, the buttering up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising how great he is, then you ask.
No, but Hallel is not a bakasha. Hello? No, it's not. That's what I just asked. Thank you. The question was, that's Hallel. What's it doing in Hallel? It shouldn't be in Hallel. It's a Hallel is not, you know, to ask Bakoshes in Hallel. It's not Hallel then. The answer is it is Hallel. It's not as a Bakosha. It's there as a praise. The praise is, Ribbono Shel, you're the only one who could help me. It's not Shemoneh Esrei. You're not making Bakoshes. It's a form of Shvach. Okay. But be it as it may,
Rashi on that, what we just said, the Shnei Svayom, Zeichel and Eis, what part? Shnei Zoakim, the Mitzvah Basar. He brings out the point that the first part, like, Rashi says that there was Zeichel, not that there was Simcha Zeichel and Eis, that there was Simcha,
right. So, So it's a little different than I'm saying. I was bringing out, like, from the Magen Avraham that the Megillah itself is a form of a tefillah. Here you're saying it's in commemoration of their tefillah. Okay, good ha'ara. Okay, I want to tell you now the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. This is the main purpose of the Shir. Says the Chiddush Shagas Aryeh, isn't it so interesting that if you look in the Mishnah later on, when it talks about the mitzvahs that you do during the day, it lists Kriyas Megillah, and the mitzvahs at night, it does not list Kriyas Megillah. Says the Shagas Aryeh an amazing thing. If I were to ask you, what is the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah? Is it Dairaisa or is it Drabanan? What would you say? It has the Drabanan, it's on the Torah. No. It's not a Dairaisa and it's not a Drabanan. It's Midivrei Nevi'im. Mordechai Ubezdino enacted a mitzvah that you need to lay in the Megillah. This is called what? This is called? This is called Divrei Kabbalah. What is Divrei Kabbalah? Divrei Kabbalah is Ke'en Dairaisa. Divrei Kabbalah is almost like a Dairaisa. Ah! Is there a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav here? Since Mikra Megillah is Ke'en Dairaisa, so it might have certain stringencies of a Dairaisa. So I would have said, well, what about the Kriya of the nighttime? It's not.
It's in the placement.
Yeah? What about the Kriya of the nighttime? So say, you know, the Kriya of the night and the Kriya of the day are all the same. Yeah, but this Gemara says the Kriya of the day, Tosfos says, is the Ikar Kriya. Fine, the Kriya of the day is the Ikar Kriya, but the Kriya of the night is also a Kriya. Says the Shagas Aryeh, no. When Mordechai and his Bezdin came along and made a Takana from the prophets, right? And they were not doing this for profit. When they made a takana to lay in the Megillah, they were only misakein to lay in the Megillah during the day. The Megillah of the nighttime is Durabanan. The Megillah during the day is Divrei Kabbalah. Not only, like Tosfos says, is the Megillah during the day more important. Not just more important. The Megillah during the day is Midivrei Nevi'im. The Megillah during the night is Midrabanan. That is the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. He says, Ulamaskana, Mashma Shechai, Likris, Esmiel, Balai, Bechaz, Vekar, Beyoim, Venira Li, Dahai, Kriya, Delaila, Enoi, Ela, Midrabanon, Ve Enoi, Iker, Chiyav, Shel, Ruach, HaKodesh. Like the Pasuk says, Vahayomim, Ho'ela, Nizkarim, Menasim. Amazing. The Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, you ready for this? The Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh is that only the Kriya during the Shalachmanis is Midivrei Nevi'im. Matanos Levyoinim is Midivrei Nevi'im. Sudas Purim is Midivrei Nevi'im. Kriyas HaMegillah at night is Midrabanan. So you say, what's the Nafkamina? What difference does it make if the night is Drabanan or Midivrei Nevi'im? So I'm here to tell you today, 6 Nafkaminas LaHalacha. Based on this Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, that the laning of the night is only Midrabanan and is not Midivrei Nevi'im. Now, let me just tell you that the Shagas Aryeh is not the only one who posits this Chiddush. First, I want to tell you something very interesting. The Gemara says, see, I live in a village. You say, what village? I live in the village of Cedarhurst. Now, if it was Mamish, a real village, then we could lay in the Megillah on Yud Aleph, right? On yesterday already. Yesterday, Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph, yesterday was the yard site of the Chidah, of the Avnei Nezer. It was also the first opportunity to lay in the Megillah. Why are villagers allowed to lay in the Megillah on Yud Aleph? So, we have in the beginning of the Masechta, Rashi says that the villagers were not Bekiyan in laning the Megillah. So when they would come in on the preceding Monday and Thursday for their court cases in the big city, and the big city people knew how to lane the Megillah, you know, the big city people knew how to do everything, they would lane the Megillah for them, and they would be Moitzi them. Why? Why are they allowed to do on Yud Aleph? Because they're going in anyway on the earlier Monday and Thursday. Mar Abaisai, when do villagers go into the big city? In the morning. No, so what are they doing at night?
Doesn't matter. It's a Durabanan exactly.
What are they doing? Who's laying the Megillah for them at night? Says the Ran, nobody. They don't have to. They're potter for Megillah at night. The whole mitzvah of laying the Megillah at night is midrabanan. The rabbis are the ones who required it. They didn't require villagers to read the Megillah at night. You hear this? Everyone says, oh, I have to go out to the night. By the way, you know, women think men have to go to shul and women could stay home and we're going to get some guy who could mumble the Megillah in 10 minutes to lay it for a woman at home. It's not true. Women have to go to shul. L'chadchil, a woman should go to shul. V'roi v'amha jesmach. If she can't make it, she could hear it at home, just like a man, but she should try to go to shul. It's brought in the Shulchan Aruch that men, women, and children should try to go to shul. But villagers are exempt from the laning of the Megillah at night. Why? Because it's only midrabanan. That's the first nafkamina. It's a very interesting, Now, not everybody agrees to that. The Prima Gadim and Simitaf Reish Pei Zayin writes that the Taz holds Megillah at night is Midivrei Nevi'im. Okay, now I want to tell you something. You know who else agrees to the Turei Evan? This is the Shagas Aryeh's Chiddush in the Turei Evan. You know who else agrees to the Turei Evan? The Shas Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. The Noida B'Yehuda says something very interesting. If you look on Toisvis, on the Avdalid Amid Aleph, the top left-hand Toisvis, it's the Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Toisvis is going on the Gemara. The Gemara says that Koyhanim were Mevatel Koyhanim from their Avodah L'Shmoya Mikra Megillah. So now you have a Koyhan. Any Koyhanim here? Any dentists here? Any dermatologists here? Okay, just checking. And, no, but I'm really looking for Koyhanim. Any Leviim? We have two Leviim here. Very good. It says Koyhanim are Batel from the Avodah and they have to go hear the Megillah. Fractoisis, what do you mean they're batel from the Avoida? They'll hear the Megillah and they'll do the Avoida after. You have many hours to do the Avoida. What do you mean they're batel from the Avoida to hear the Megillah? Who's laying, what kind of farshlepta balkari did you get that because they're hearing the Megillah, they're batel from the Avoida? Answers Toisis, if you push off the Avoida 1 minute, even if you do it, it's called bittel. If you need to do something and you delay it, it's called bittel. So yes, they're doing it, but they're delaying it, that's called bittel. So Fractoisis, so let them do the Avodah and hear the Megillah after. Toisis says, no, where are they going to hear the Megillah after? They're going to have to get together themselves in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not Baroi Vam Hajos Melech. They need to go to the big shul and hear the Megillah in the big shul. Comes the Noid Behuda, and the Noid Behuda says, I don't understand. Toisis should have said a much simpler case. You know what the case is? We're talking about the Megillah of the nighttime. And the Megillah of the nighttime, b'diavad you have until Netzachama. And the Avodah of the day begins by Elos HaShachar. And what it means, we're Mevatel the Avodah, means you'll lane the Megillah and you'll push off the Avodah until Netzachama. Says in the Avodah, that can't be the case. Because the din that we're mevatel the avoida to lay in the Megillah is learned from the mishpacha, from the pasuk mishpacha u'mishpacha, and the pasuk mishpacha u'mishpacha is only talking about the Megillah that's midivrei neviim, but the Megillah at night is not midivrei neviim; is only midrabanan. So the Noda Behuda agrees to the Turei Evan that Megillah during the nighttime is only midrabanan. Okay, so we have this massive chiddush: Megillah during the night is only midrabanan. Who says it? Shagas Aryeh and the Turei Evan, the Noda Behuda. Taz disagrees.
According to them, the Kohanim wouldn't hear the Megillah at night. They didn't do the Avodah because they didn't do the Avodah.
You want to know, according to the Shitas as Rabbanon, would the Megillah push off the Avodah, l'chor or not? Very good. That would be another nafkamina, that the Megillah of the night would not push off the Avodah, l'chor. Unless you say the Rabbanon ke'in do'irai sa'tikon, but I would agree that it would not push off the Avodah. Let me tell you an amazing nafkamina. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, ready for this? Now, if you would have asked me, there's no difference between the night and the day. Look around the world. Everybody's coming out at night during the day. I don't know where people are disappearing to. I would have thought that this is a chiddush of the Turei Aven, and maybe it's not lahalacha. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tafrei Sadi Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah wants to know Sivkaton Tezayin. So fake if you read the Megillah or not. Now, one second. Now, I've heard of a short-term memory. Did I make a shahakal? Did I not make a shahakal? But whether you lay in the Megillah or not, so typically you would say, nobody says it's Dairaisa, so Safek Lakula. Says the Mishnah Berurah from the Prima Gadim, since Mikra Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, therefore Safek Mikra Megillah Lachumra. If you're not sure if you heard the Megillah, I'm not sure, did I hear the Megillah? So Safek Megillah, says the Mishnah Berurah, since Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, Safek Lachumra, and you need to hear the Megillah again. Comes the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkaton Chav Zayin. Whoa, wait a second. That's only Kriya D'Yoyim. Kriya D'Yoyim is Divrei Kabbalah. Kriya D'Laila is Midrabanan. Oh! That means if you're Mesupik, if you heard the Megillah at night, you don't have to hear it again. If you're Mesupik, if you heard the Megillah during the day, you do have to hear it again. That would be a tremendous nafkamina between the day and the night. So number one, nafkamina is villagers don't have to hear that. Number two, nafkamina, maybe Kohanim and the Avoida would not be pushed off from the night. Number three, if you're Mesupik. Number four.
But also mean according to that if somebody made a mistake
and you weren't sure you heard it perfectly at night time, you wouldn't have to go back and close it. The Chaira. If you found out that
the Megillah was puzzled for some reason, it wouldn't matter.
If the Megillah was puzzled, then you weren't
Yotzei.
But if you're Mesupik, whether the Megillah is...
You have to hear it at night.
No, you have the
Midrabanan,
you have to hear it.
Oh, okay.
It's only a Safek, Rabban Lakul, right? Okay. Now, here's another nafkamina. Okay, so here's another nafkamina. The Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Samach Siv Dalet says, Yesh Oimrim Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. Yesh Oimrim. Yesham she'ein mitzvah tzrichas kavana, v'yeshayimim she'tzrichas kavana, v'chein halacha we pask in mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. You hear this? Who's up? How many people are up? Raise your hand if you're awake. Okay, so at least 10% of us are awake. Okay, good. So, what? 20%. Okay. So, the halacha is what? Mitzvah tzrichas kavana or mitzvahs? What about Durabanans? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avram says only Dairaisas need Kavana, but not Durabanans. However, from many places in the Shulchan Aruch it's mashma that he argues, and from the Bir Hagro also, he's mashma that Durabanans need Kavana. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah himself says that in Siman Tafresh Sadi Hey Sivkatan Dalid, that Sudas Purim Atanas of Yoinim Shachmanos, it could be you need Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah. But it's a Shaila in Halacha, do Drabanans need Kavana? Comes the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Sadi. You ready for this case? Hayakaisa. Let's see, writing a Megillah. Shukari Pasik Megillah, Shumatik Mimenavakaisa. You're writing a Megillah, and as you're writing it, you're reading it from another Megillah. Im Kivein Liba Yatza, and Lai Kivein Liba La Yatza. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber is going like the Paiskim, that Mitzvah is Trichais Kavana. Right? Because why does he say only Im Kivein Liba? Comes a Shaar HaTzion. And the Shaar HaTzion says,
by the Raisa, or he holds also by the Rabbanan?
That means the Mechaber holds that in order to, if you're writing Megillah and you're reading it simultaneously, it's only if you're Mechaber. Says the Mishaburu, that means the Mechaber is going like the Shita, the Mitzvahs, Tzrichos, Kavana. Comes the Shaar Tzion in Sivkata and Mem Aleph. In the Sefer Pischei Olam, it's brought, you only need Kavana during the day, because during the day, it's Midrei Nevi'im, which is Ke'in Dairaisa. But during the nighttime, it's only Drabanan. Like the Shitais, that you don't need to be Mechaving by a Mitzvah Drabanan, you would not have to have Kavana if you're writing and reading the Megillah simultaneously. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, my personal opinion is, even Drabanans, you do need Kavana. But if you were to hold that Drabanans do not need Kavana, that would be a difference between the daytime reading and the nighttime reading. During the day, you would need to be Mechaving. Shalach Manas, you need to be Mechaving. Matas of Yoni, we need to be Mechaving. Tzidus Mim, we need to be Mechaving. Not the nighttime reading of the Megillah. So how many nafkaminas do we have so far? Number one, the villagers. Number two, whether the Kohanim would be Mavato or Avoida. Number three, if you're in doubt. Number four, Kavana. Number five. Ready? Number five. Ready for the fifth nafkamina? Shitas Habahag. So this year you come to shul, and all of a sudden you're expecting the Rav to be laying the Megillah, and the Rav is wearing a very interesting costume. He has a long shaitel, and upon further examination, that ain't the Rav! It's the Rebbetzin!
Who's doing the examination?
Who does the examination? Yeah.
Not so carefully, yeah? So, can the Rebbetzin lay in the Megillah?
Well, if it's a Doraisa...
No, not yet. Can the Rebbetzin lay in the Megillah? Well, the simple... So you say Kolisha, so she won't do the chart.
Is she on the same level as the man in terms of Chiyuv? If she's on the same level, you would say that she's able to...
So the question is, are women Chayiv in the Megillah? If she's Chayiv in the Megillah, she should be able to make Kiddush like...
Man.
She should be able to make Kiddush like a man. If she's chai, the same way, in other words, a woman can be moitzi a man in Kiddush, so a woman should be able to be moitzi a man in Megillah. So look in the Gemara. The Gemara says further up, Amar Rishu ben Levi, Noshim chayavos b'mikra Megillah, She'af hein hayu ba'isai hanes. Now I'm just going to speak out. It's machlokes Rishonim. What does it mean, af hein hayu ba'isai hanes? Rashbam says, af hein hayu ba'isai hanes means, they created the miracle. They caused the miracle. How did they cause the miracle? Esther brought about the Yeshua. Yehudis Chanukah. Pesach Noshim Tzidkaniyos. Tosis never likes that because Afheim Hayu Ba'isanis implies that they're secondary. Afheim Hayu Ba'isanis. So therefore Tosis learns Afheim Hayu Ba'isanis. They were also in danger and they were saved. Fine. Could a woman be Moitzi Man? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, a woman is Chayv in Mikra Megillah. Says Tosis, Mikan mashma, women could be moitzi men. And it's mashma that way in Erechin, because in Erechin it says, Hakol kisheirim likras megillah, lasuye mai, lasuye noshim. That's mashma, women claim for men. Comes the Bahag, and the Bahag says, no, a woman could only be moitzi mina, v'loya she'ina mina. A woman could be moitzi her min, and not somebody else. Wow. Meaning, why? So what's the svara?
If you have the same mischaivus as a man.
So the pashup shot is, and this is what the Bahag himself says, and the Mordechai says this in the Bahag, that a man is chayiv in reading, and a woman is only chayiv in listening, and that's a lower level chiyuv, and her level chiyuv, which is lower, cannot fulfill the obligation of the man. That's what the Bahag says. Comes a shagis aryeh, and he says, go'inis. No, women are chayiv to read just like men. But men are chayiv from the Nevi'im, the prophets. The svar of Afim Hayu Boisei Anes is only the Rabbanan. The Mela, a woman can't be Moisei a man because a man's chayiv is up here. A woman's chayiv is down here. A man's chayiv is Midivrei Nevi'im. A woman's chayiv is from the rabbis. Which rabbis? Afim Hayu Boisei Anes is only rabbinic chayiv. That's a fifth nafgamina, that according to Shagas Aryeh, women cannot be moitzi men in laning. But then it would come out that even though the Rebbetzin can't lay in the Megillah during the day, maybe in the nighttime, where the man is also only Midrabanan, the woman could lay for the man, according to the Shagas Aryeh.
I'll probably have a spora that even her Rabbanan is on a lower level. Or it's Shmiya, not Kriya.
Or you'll say, no, we're not going with that spora. No, but you could say like this. She's one Drabanan. Excuse me. He, a man at night, is one Drabanan. A woman is two. First of all, it's only Midrabanan Afim Hoy Baisanes, and the night itself is only Midrabanan.
Like a shvus.
Yeah. Okay, so this would be a fifth nafgamina, that the woman can't be Moitzi the man. Why? Because a man is Midrei Nevi'im, and a woman is what? Is Midrabanan.
Can you say, what is it, time bound?
What do you mean? And therefore what? She should be pater?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. And that's what she is pater. But now she's chayiv because afim hayu ba'isei hanes. Afim hayu ba'isei hanes is, despite the fact that it's time bound, she's chayiv anyway.
It trumps
yeah, right. Now, okay, so that was nafkamino number what?
Five.
Nafkamino number six. You ready? And we're going to be up to seven. Nafkamino number six. There's a stira on the Shulchan Aruch that the Magen Avraham asks. I'm sure you remember from the Malach, when the Malach taught it to you. The Shulchan Aruch says like this, in Hilchas Chanukah, a woman lights, this is Siman Tafresh Ayin Hei Sif Gimel. A woman is Madlik Ner Chanukah, because she's Chayiv in it. But Chayiv Shoyt V'Katan, could Chayiv Shoyt V'Katan light Ner Chanukah for you?
No.
No. V'yesh misha oimer katan shehigia lechinuch mutter. Some say that a katan that reached the age of chinuch is permitted. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Megillah Siman Tafresh Peitas of Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes, the reader and the listener are yotzei, as long as you hear it from a bar chiva. Therefore, if you hear it from a cheresh at v'katan lo yatsa, why by Chanukah could you have a katan shehigia lechinuch? Light the menorah, and on Purim, katan shegia lechinuch cannot be yotzi you in the Megillah.
Because it's a kein d'oraisa, where the
Hanukkah is
not a kein
d'oraisa. Oh, that's the kasha of the Magen Avraham.
Rabbi's not here.
That's the question of the Magen Avraham. The answer is, says the Prima Gadim in the Psicha Koileles, Chelek Aleph Ois Yud Ches. It's very pasha, like Rabbi Yosef is saying. Mikra Megillah is midirei neviim. That's kein d'oraisa. Katan shehigia lechinuch can't be moitzi the gadol by Mikra Megillah. Comes Chanukah. Chanukah is only midrabanan. It's only rabanan. A katan shehigia lechinuch is chayim midrabanan. He can be moitzi you. That would be the difference between the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Ayin Hey and Siman Tafresh Peites. That is the sixth nafgamina. Yeah. Seventh nafkamina is as follows. So I was talking to my friend yesterday, and my friend told me that he's going to a bar mitzvah. You wouldn't believe it. In the Bronx Botanical Gardens. Isn't that crazy? You ever hear such a thing? That Rabbi Yosef told me yesterday, he's going to a bar mitzvah in the Bronx Botanical Gardens. What? In the night. Why during the night?
The Rav said that he doesn't want the bar mitzvah boy, even though he's a bar chiyuv, in the morning to lay the Megillah. I guess there's a question of whether he has the status of being able to be motzei with his kriya, the ilam, in the morning. Mashma, then the evening, the chiyuvus is reduced.
So let's explain. Could let's say a kid is bar mitzvah. Could he lay in the parasha for you? Yeah. Who says he has two sa'arim? Who says he has two hairs? You checked? The answer is, the Gemara says, Chazaka the Rava. That once a kid turns 13, he has a status quo, he has a status that he's presumed to have two hairs. But the Chazaka of Rava only works for Drabanans, it doesn't work for Da'iraisas. Therefore, a katan cannot lay in Parsha Zachar for you, unless the father did an examination. What about Mikra Megillah?
Same thing.
So it depends. During the day, it's midirei neviim. Direi neviim is kein kabbalah, not so fast that you rely on the chazak of Rava. But at nighttime, if you're going to say that it's only a drabanon, like the Shagas Aryeh, and like it seems like we're going, then the katan could lay in the Megillah. Huh? That would be a seventh nafkamina based on the Shagas Aryeh. Right? That's a good one.
Seventh,
I think.
And we had the eighth about the whether you can be Mavat Ali Avoda.
But that was I counted that. That was counted. Yeah. Yeah, we're up to that was so those are the seven. Okay? Mar Rabbeisai, let me just point out one thing and then we'll close. Another Tosis on Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosis wants to know if women are chayiv in Mikra Megillah because Afhim Hayu Ba'isei Hanes. Do women have to eat matzah?
First night.
Why? What's the makar that women have to eat matzah? Yaakov, it's time bound. Why do women have to eat matzah? The answer is lav asay, right? It says lo yisoy chalav chamed shavas yom mtochalav matzah is kol sheyesh noy bebal toichal yesh noy be echal matzah. Whoever is not to eat chamed has to eat matzah.
But what about
Afayin? Srektosis, why do I need a drasha that women are chayiv in matzah? Because whoever is in the lav is not. Just say Afayin hoyu ba'isanes. There are three terutzim and shas to this answer. One Tosis in Psachim, two Tosis in Megillah. And there are three different answers. Tosis in Psachim says, Afayin hoyu ba'isanes does not apply by mitzvahs da'iraisa. It only applies by mitzvahs da'rabanan. Got it? That's Tosfos in Psachim. That is Tosfos in Psachim. That is Tosfos in Psachim.
Why the differentiation?
Because it's a Drabbanon Dikasvar. The Rabbanon don't have the kayak to apply it on a Dairaisa. Let me just see for a moment. Fine. Tosfos in Megillah says as follows. Tosfos in Megillah says in the first answer, Afhin hayu ba'isanes would work on a d'oraisa, but it's only mechayev them midrabanan. Therefore, you need the hekesh of kol sheyeshnei b'lav, yeshnei ba'aseh, to be mechayiv them midoraisa. You hear? Tosfos in Psachim says that the svar of afhim hayu ba'isanes doesn't work b'chlal on doraisas. Tosfos in Megillah says it works on doraisas, it only works midrabanan. The next teretz of Tosfos of Rabbeinu Yosef, Ishu Shalayim, is that no, it works on doraisas, and it works on a doraisa level, but had it only been for the afhin hoyu oisanes, I would have patered them from gzeirah shava tesvav. That just like they're chayiv, they're pater from sukkah, they're pater from matzah. Kamash malon. That's why I need the gzeirah hakasuf of whoever's in the lav is in the assay. So there's a big question: why afhin hoyu oisanes doesn't apply to sukkahs? I'll talk to that's a sukkah share. Fine. Comes a prima gadim. And the Prima Gadim says there's a very big nafgamina between these three terutzim of Tosfos. Are women chayiv in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Yeah? Are women chayiv in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim?
Which is the same as matzah, no?
To the Shmoya, maybe not the Shmoya.
Are women chayiv in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? So we know that the Sefer HaChinuch says that men and women are chayiv in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, says the Mishnah Berurah, because afhim hayu ba'isanes. So it depends which teretz of Tosfos you're going to go with. Light Tosfos in Psachim, that afhim hayu ba'isanes doesn't work b'chlal on d'oraisas, women would be completely potter from Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Light the first teretz of Tosfos in Megillah, that it's only mechayiv drabanan, then women would be chayiv in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim midrabanan. Light the second teretz of Tosfos, that afhin hayu ba'isanes is mechayiv even on a d'oraisa level, then women would be chayiv in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, even d'oraisa. Oh, Oh, so one last thing. If you're going to take the second Teretz of Tosis, that afhein hoy boysanis, could be mechayiv a woman even on a Doraisa level, that ain't going to work out with one of our nafgaminas. Because if you say afhein hoy boysanis, is mechayiv a woman on the highest level, then don't tell me a woman can't be might see a man, because the man is midirei neviim, and the woman is only drabanan, because afhein hoy boysanis is only drabanan. Because according to one Taras and Taisvis, Afhein Hoye Boisanes works on the highest level. And then a woman and man would be equal, and Taka, woman, the Rebbetzin, would be able to lane the Megillah for the man. Right? Even during the daytime. Okay, Rabbi says, so these are just quickly seven nafgaminas in between the day and the night. Let's just say very quickly if we could remember. Number one, the villagers don't have to lane at night. Number two, the Kaihanim would not be Mevatel the Avoida for the nighttime laning. Number three, Safek. Number four, Kavana. Number five, woman being Moitzi a man. Number six, the Stira between a Kat and Shigia Lechinach. And number seven, the Bar Mitzvah in the Bronx. Maybe the kid would only be able to do it at night and not during the day. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a great day. Shkoyach.
I need your attention, bro.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.